more Cougar basketball after these local messages.
Oh! Put that throw down like Corbin Gabusi!
On the new skin, Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Bodyguards, home of the screen protector Pure, now brings Cougar fans a new level of device protection. Partnering with Unequal Technologies to engineer a line of phone cases, Bodyguards utilizes the same material professional athletes use in helmets and protective gear, and delivers that professional-grade protection in a sleek, attractive case perfect for your device. Cougar fans can receive 25% off their purchase by visiting bodyguards.com. That's bodyguards with a Z.com. And entering the promo code GOCOUGS. Bodyguards.
Hi, I'm Ned Siegfried. It's great to see the Cougars back in action. We all know that basketball is a team sport, and no matter how talented a single player may be, he will not be successful unless he's surrounded by a strong team. The same is true if you've been injured in an accident. Trying to go up against the insurance company's team of adjusters and attorneys on your own will not likely result in a win. At Siegfried & Jensen, we can provide the teamwork you need on your case. Contact us at SiegfriedJensen.com to learn more. Go Cougs!
The first 20 minutes are in the books.
Right to the rim, up too short.
Put back on Nate Austin! Oh my! Nate filling and flushing.
The second half of BYU basketball is next on KSL News Radio and the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Now, live from the Gunther's Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Solar courtside seats, here are Mark Durant and the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
St. Mary's 36, BYU 27. The Gales 11-0 this season when outshooting the opposition. They're certainly doing that tonight, 52% to 28%. 10-0 when leading at halftime. They lead by 9. They've won every game they have won this year by 10 points or more. They are 11-1. The only close game was their one loss of the season. BYU hopes to make it close. Not too bad right now at 36-27. BYU will start the second half with the ball, and the Cougars will go right to left as we see it and you hear it. The BYU front court right in front of us. BYU with Kyle Collinsworth, high to Nate Austin, down low to Kyle Davis. Interception and turnover, and then given right back to BYU as the Gales threw away the outlet pass right to the BYU team area in front of our broadcast area. So Nick Emery will send in. We'll forget those first 11 seconds happened, and BYU in possession.
Let's see if they keep going to Kyle, though. They tried to get it to him there.
Collinsworth takes Rahan to the right block and shoots short. Put back is good by Kyle Collinsworth. Follows his miss and gets it to go. So Kyle now 2-for-10 on the night, and BYU within 7 at 36-29. So, good opening possession for BYU, and they're down 7. Backdoor goes Nahr. Nahr passing out of a reverse to Fitzner. Fitzner penetrates. Open left wing is Hermanson. A closeout by Fisher. Hermanson goes base. Out to Fitzner, faking the 3. Goes left to Rahan. Won't take that 3 on a closeout by KD. Rahan drives to the rim. Blocked by KD. Back into Rahan's hands, and he traveled and stepped out of bounds. So BYU gets the ball back down 7, 36-29, 19-14 to play here in Moraga.
It's a very active defensive possession. BYU flying all over that floor.
Collinsworth, angle left, stutter step to the rim. Hangs, doesn't hit. Offensive rebound, Austin, send out Nick, big three, got it! Nick Emery! And the Cougars down 4, 36-32. Strong start to half number 2. Nick with the flick, his first 3, and the Cougars make it 2 threes for Nick on 2 of 5. And the Cougars down 4, 36-32. Hermanson on the bump. Angle left, Fitzner. BYU down as many as 12. Has it to a 4-point game, 36-32. Pinot banging into Austin. Jump hook is off the back iron. That's what BYU
Another
needs. Rebound to Nate.
11 rebounds. He was the one that got the offensive rebound for Nick last time.
Cougars front court. Fisher out between the rings. BYU down 4, 36-32. Feeling momentum shifting here in Moraga. Nick Emery, big 3 moments ago. The lefty lighting it up from downtown to make it a 4-point game. 36-32, Collinsworth changing speed to the left wing. Down to an 8-second shot clock. He's outside the arc. He goes topside. Nick, another 3. Another one for Nick! And BYU's down 1 just like that. 36-35. 2 minutes into half number 2, and it's a new ball game.
BYU is an explosive team. Hard to keep a good team down, and they've come out on fire.
Threes by Emery. Rahan, drive, kick in the corner, Fitzner. Fitzner sends out to Hermanson. 17:45 to play. BYU within 1 after being down a dozen. Great start to half number 2. Nahr penetrates, floats, misses front rim. Rebound, kicked by Hermanson and collected. on the base right. BYU had the board, couldn't quite squeeze it. Hermanson then hands to Pano. Pano pivoting in the paint. They send out to Nahr. Nahr, Rahan, left wing, right wing, Fitchner. Fitchner outside the perimeter to Hermanson. Hermanson drives the end line, gets right to the rim, blocked at the rim by KD, and a loose ball foul on St. Mary's.
Going to be Pano.
BYU basketball and the chance to take a lead at the other end. 36-35, St. Mary's up one. What a turn here to start half number two for BYU.
Whatever Dave Rose said to him at halftime, I want some of that because they've come out really aggressive defensively and, of course, Nick hitting his shots.
Fisher goes to KD, reverse, and the lead for BYU! Kyle Davis, reverse lay-in, 37-36. And a timeout to Randy Bennett. We're taking
wow.
it. BYU 37, St. Mary's 36. Timeout on the floor, 17:06 to go. The Cougars erase a 12-point lead. Down 9 at the break. They're up 1. Less than 3 minutes and a half, number 2. Cougars on the charge on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Hey, college hoops fans. If there's anyone that knows how to assist their team to a victory, it's you. You guys may know how to fuel your starting five, but even the best assisters need assistance. That's why State Farm is here to help. So, paint your face, stomp your feet, and get ready to give your team the biggest assist of all. Some good old school pride. For help from an all-star team, visit statefarm.com. We exist to assist.
There's more BYU basketball straight ahead.
See the guy trailing, we'll go right to the rim! Oh! And he throws it down with a foul!
This is the new skin, Cougar IMG Sports Network.
The best thing at Chocorama is the ice cream.
My favorite flavor is chocolate.
What? Vanilla. Chocolate.
I like to put Oreos and vanilla wafers. They just make it so delicious.
I like gummy bears because they're yummy.
Oreos. Gummy bears. Oreos.
The choice is yours at Chocorama.
Let's hear it for crossover dribbles and driving the lane. For pick and rolls, give and goes, and three-pointers from way downtown. Let's hear it for basketball and the sweet squeak of sneakers on the floor. From pickup games to big games to friendly games of horse in the driveway. From all of us at Shields, keep hustling and enjoy. Shields, we're right there with you and right there in Sandy at 114th and State Street.
Welcome back to BYU Basketball. Let's head back to the Gunther's Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Solar courtside seats and the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Well, BYU fans are number one. That's why they deserve a close, comfortable shave with Barbasol. Close shave Cougars, close shave Barbasol. BYU down 9 at the break, up 1 early in the second half. It's a 10-0 BYU run to start half number 2, 37-36. BYU in front of St. Mary's here at McEwen Pavilion in Moraga, California. Greg Wrubell, Mark Durant with you as we come back in St. Mary's basketball.
Greg, I tell you, Chase and Nick can be frustrating at times, but man, they can make up for it in a real hurry. Nick just on fire here in the second. Hit a couple threes, and all of a sudden BYU leads this game.
Emery leading BYU at 9. Fitchner with 9 to pace the Gales. Calvin Hermanson, three-point land left, gives to Rahan, who's closed out on by Collinsworth at the far sideline. Straight away Fitchner, angle right, Nahr. Nahr penetrates, floats in the paint, and gets it to go. Crawls over the rim. Nahr has 9. Tie his team-high scoring lead. 38-37. Gales in front of BYU by 1. 16:40 to play here in Moraga. Left block KD. Jump hook with the right hand over the left shoulder. Too strong. It pops out. Another close-in miss for KD.
He's had a couple of those. That's his move. That's his shot. And right at it just catches that back rim.
Fitchner. Three-point land left. They go to Jock Landale. Landale mid-alley left. Backing down on Nate. And his jump hook is up and down. The same shot KD just had, and Landale has 8. Right at his per-game average. And St. Mary's on a 4-0 spurt in front, 40-37. Collinsworth drives the base, pulls it out to the corner, and turns it over. Lost it out of bounds, it appears. St. Mary's 4-0 spurt, 16:05 to play. and 40-37. The Gales in front.
Tried to reverse with the behind-the-back dribble and bounced it off his foot.
Emmett Nahr up top to Rahan. Rahan angle left, Hermanson. 25 feet away left side. Hermanson. Straight away, Rahan. Rahan looks inside, stays outside to Nahr. Nahr fakes toward the base, takes it toward the top, terminates on the top of the key. Right elbow, Fitzner. Jumper is no good and rebounded by Kyle Collinsworth. Right side of the floor, looks down floor left, takes to the bump, left wing Fish. Chase Fisher jabbing on Emmett Nahr. Gets a pick by Nate, who rolls to the arc left side on a pick and pop. Fisher stepping back to the arc left side. Nate handoff Emery out front. 15-second shot clock, timeout coming on the dead ball. 15:25 to play here at St. Mary's. BYU down three. Collinsworth down the lane, to the middle, triple team, and up and in! Squeezes it up and gets it to go. Kyle Collinsworth over a handful of Gales right at the rim. At the other end, Hermanson for three, and it's good.
Just didn't pick him up in transition. He camped out in the corner. Found him too late.
43-39. BYU got within one. Now it's four on the make by Hermanson. They go left block KD. KD sees a double. It's fouled. He'll get free throws after this. 14:57 to go. BYU down four. Can make it two at the stripe. The foul on Joe Rahan. It'll be free throws for KD after this on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Whether you like to rise and shout or just chill out, BYU basketball season is blanket season. There's no better way to stay cozy and warm than wrapped in a luxurious, comfortable blanket from Minky Couture. Minky Couture's blankets can be customized for every Cougar fan, big or small. Minky Couture is locally owned and operated with locations in Ogden, Layton, Draper, Orem, and St. George. Check out Minky Couture's wide array of blankets in any of our five locations or online at www.minkycouture.com.
Hi, I'm Ned Siegfried. Basketball season is a great time of year. As BYU fans, we love seeing the Cougs back on the court. We expect seeing injuries on the basketball court, but occasionally, injuries become part of our lives off the court. If you've been injured in an accident, we know what you're going through. We'd love to talk to you about your situation and help you better understand what you're up against. Contact us at SiegfriedJensen.com and get the answers you deserve. We'll give it to you straight. Go Cougs!
Cleon Wall in the IMG Network Studios. Gonzaga remains perfect in West Coast Conference play. They beat Santa Clara today 79-77. San Francisco beats Portland 107-95, and Pacific outlasts San Diego 77-75. Now back to Greg and Mark at McEwen Pavilion.
Cleon, thank you. St. Mary's, after BYU takes the lead early in the second half, surges back out in front by four, 43-39. As we come back in, Kyle Davis at the free throw line. BYU has only taken just three free throws. St. Mary's 5 of 7, BYU 2 of 3. Davis yet to shoot a free throw tonight. Gets two here on a four-point night. Misses number one.
Well, BYU only shooting 34%. St. Mary's 49%, but they've taken 12 more shots, so that's keeping them in it.
Second good by KD. BYU down 3, 43-40. 14:55 to go here in Moraga. St. Mary's in the home whites, BYU in the road blues. BYU's won just the one game in the blue uniforms this year. Came against Northern Iowa, last game in Hawaii last week. Evan Fitzner, angle right. BYU zones it as Hermanson goes topside. Rahan. Rahan over the shoulder pass straight away to Fitzner. Fitzner left Nahr. Nahr bounce pass to Fitzner outside the left elbow. Down to a 3-second shot clock. Nahr with three and with two. Foot on the 3-point line. Rattles it out from 20 feet. Rebound, Jock Landale. Long shot clock and late in the clock, the miss. And St. Mary's another offensive rebound, and they keep the ball alive.
Davis actually had position, but it was such a bad miss, it came careening off right into Landale.
Nahr goes Landale, handoff Fitzner. Fitzner bobbled it, got it back, pump fake, draws Davis in the air, lays it up and in. St. Mary's by five, 45-40. Fitzner with 11. BYU basketball in front court. Three by Nick Emery is no good. Rebound Nahr. And Menard front court left side. BYU 10-0 run to take the lead. Since then, All St. Mary's. Three by Hermanson. Good again. Left corner, now right corner. Hermanson's got 13. And just like that, St. Mary's back in front 8. Timeout, Dave Rose. Just that quickly. Great start to the second half. Pretty good start to the first half. But in both instances, BYU couldn't keep it going. 13:41 to play. St. Mary's leading it by 8, 48-40. And the Gaels, who had 3 threes in the first half, already have 2 here in the second half. And Hermanson has been wide open for 2 hits. Left corner and right corner, a 39% three-point shooter. Has made 25 threes coming in 2 today, and now he's got 3 on this night. 8-1 run since BYU took the lead.
Both these teams obviously capable of doing that. When you have good three-point shooting teams, things can change very quickly, but it is disappointing. I mean, Hermanson, you know, he's a good shooter, and he's just camping out on that baseline. BYU not recognizing where he's at, got caught asleep twice, and he's made him pay.
Cougar ball down 8. Collinsworth runs it out front for BYU. 8's in the game. Takes the pass just inside the right arc. Dribble handoff Fisher. Straight away, Nick. Back to Fish left wing. Tough contested 3 that's good. Left side, Chase Fisher. How does he make that shot? That's tough. 2 guys in his face. Pulls, fires, and scores. Huge make for BYU. Makes it a 5-point game. 48-43. 13:15 to play. Remember that shot from Chase Fisher. Tough 3 left wing, and he got it to go. Dropped the bomb left wing. Right corner. Hermanson again for 3, and he got it again. They just talked about it in the timeout. Hermanson with his 3rd 3 in the second half. And BYU cannot gain any ground here. A turnover. They get it back near the timeline. 51-43. BYU down 8 again. The big 3 by Fish. But Hermanson, a 3rd 3 of the second half. They've matched their total from the first half. And Hermanson's got them all here after halftime. And wide open again. Davis, right block. Working on Landale. Draws contact. And 1. Kyle Davis makes it 6. Free throw can get it to 5. 51-45. Landale picks up the foul. And Kyle Davis to the free throw line where he was 1-for-2 a moment ago. Jamal Ates will be sent to the bench. I think my guess is that he didn't get the closeout on Hermanson.
Yeah, I mean, they're playing that 1-3-1. I just don't think Jamal's as familiar with it. That was his man to get out on, especially after he's made 2 in a row. Davis makes the free throw. You've got to get out on him when he's got the hot hand.
All right, free throw makes it 5. 3-point play from Kyle Davis. So 3 points in each of BYU's last 2 possessions. Now can they keep the Gaels from answering from 3 at the other end? They've already matched their first half 3-point tally here early in half number 2. 51-46. BYU down 5. 12:23 to go. Emmett Nahr takes it to the rim. Hands off to Landale. Landale fouled on his way up. He'll get 2 free throws. Chase is going to be called for the foul before Nate got him up high. So it'll be Landale to the stripe. Jock Landale hasn't taken a free throw, but he's 4-for-4 from the field. So best to foul him.
Yeah, smart foul. Just the first foul of the half for BYU.
Landale gets 2 and makes number 1. He's got 9 points, better than his per-game average. He led St. Mary's in field goal percentage last year and leads them in field goal percentage this season, and he's boosted it tonight. 65% coming in 2 tonight and 4-for-4 on the night. Second is good. High free throw, front rim, window, and net. 10 points for Landale. BYU down 7, 53-46. KD on the angle left. Hand to Collinsworth. Jumps a tough 18-footer that's no good. And then a loose ball foul on Nate, or was it a hold-off on St. Mary's? A hold-off on St. Mary's. It'll be Fitzner picking it up, and BYU retains possession with 12:07 to play.
Nate's just been a beast on the boards. 12 rebounds, and they're doing everything they can to keep him from getting another one, and they, at the time Fitzner got it.
Chapman will check in for Nick Emery. Emery sits. It'll be Collinsworth, Fisher, Chapman, Austin Davis. 12:07 to play. BYU down 7, 53-46. Landale is at a great game, checks out, and Pinot checks in. Pinot playing with 3 fouls. Collinsworth triggering to the left of the standard. Gives it in to Fisher. Fisher missing at the rim, and the rebound secured by St. Mary's.
Another close-in miss.
It's been about 10 tonight. Shots that get right to the basket and don't find a way through the hoop. 11:50 to go. Rahon, base right. Bounce pass straight away. Fitzner. Fitzner finds Nahr. 25 feet left. And you've got an offensive foul, timeout on the floor. Pinot picks it up. Pinot's going to pick up his fourth foul.
I think they changed that. I think they're going to give it to Fitzner. He set a heck of a screen on Kyle, and they got him the second time he set a screen.
It'll be three on Fitzner. Mark got it right. It'll be three on Fitzner and Pinot. Timeout on the floor. 53-46, St. Mary's leading BYU. 11:45 to play on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Man, our offense was on fire tonight.
Right. We lit those guys up.
Boom. Nails a three. We could go all the way this year.
That's what I'm saying.
Wait, what? This was our first game in your new Nissan.
That's it. I'm driving to every game.
Woohoo!
Shop ChooseNissan.com for great offers on our exciting lineup and discover a better way to game day.
Away game next week. Road trip!
Get to Nissan, a proud partner of the BYU Cougars.
Cougar basketball returns after this.
Frank leans in, banks it, scores, and one!
You're tuned to the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Taco Bell would like to remind you that getting a breakfast burrito from a burger place is like getting a surfboard from a frame store, which is like getting a picture frame from a kayaking guy, which is like getting a river tour from a blacksmith, which is like getting a breakfast burrito at a burger place. Instead, you should get the Grande Scrambler at Taco Bell. It's loaded with your choice of bacon, sausage or steak, fluffy eggs, crispy potatoes, pico de gallo, and more. It's like buying a breakfast burrito from a burrito place, and that just makes sense. Taco Bell. Wake up. Live mas. Order now at thenewtacobell.com. At participating locations, serve during breakfast hour.
It starts with a... And soon it's... You go from sitting and... To sitting in your... On your way to... Then one day... And before you know it... It starts all over again. Sagicor Life Insurance Company. However your life changes, we'll be there. Call us toll-free at 888-SAGICOR. Or visit us online at sagicorlifeusa.com.
Welcome back to BYU Basketball. Let's head back to the Gunther's Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Solar courtside seats. And the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
BYU fans, you can feel the excitement of game day every day in a Nissan, a proud supporter of college athletics. Shop ChooseNissan.com for great offers on America's most exciting lineup. Innovation that excites. BYU all-time, 2-5 at St. Mary's. They'll have to come back to avoid, or 2-4 all-time. They'll have to come back to avoid falling 2-5. It is BYU down 7, 53-46. We're back in, 11:44 to go here in Moraga, California. Greg Wrubell, Mark Durant with you courtside. Our statistician, Kyle Chilton, BYU's basketball media relations director. Chase Fisher, nice effort to get to the rim, scoops to the right hand, and it goes off the window with the English spin. Chase Fisher makes it a 5-point game. Fish now with 10 to lead BYU scorers. Hermanson bobbles near the timeline, gets it back as he stumbles and regains his balance. Emmett Nahr 35 feet away, left side. Chapman goes over the screen. Austin comes on the show. Nahr terminates his dribble and finds Rahan on the wing right side. One-on-one with Collinsworth. Nate comes on the double. A sent through in the corner. Left corner. Three. Missed. Rebound Collinsworth. Big miss and a rebound for the Cougars. Fisher. Crossover to the paint. High dribble. Handoff. Kyle at the rim. Yes! Kyle Collinsworth with a State Farm drive of the game. That's a State Farm drive of the game. Double check. And then Kyle fouls in backcourt. SMC's backcourt. It'll be a non-shooting foul. Kyle Collinsworth scores 0.7 and 8 on a State Farm drive of the game. Double check brought to you by State Farm. No matter where you are in life, we can help you protect what matters most. Learn more at statefarm.com. It's a 3-point game, fans. 53-50. St. Mary's leads BYU. 10:50 to go here at McEwen Pavilion.
8-5-6 for Kyle Collinsworth.
Hermanson, 30 feet away left, goes topside Rahan. Rahan looking down the barrel. Losing Collinsworth on the pick. Rahan bouncing it low to Pinot, and Pinot, jump hook off the window is good. Dane Pinot with 6, and St. Mary's up 5, 55-50. A close-in make by the Gales restores the 5-point lead. BYU basketball front court right wing Jordan Chapman playing more minutes than he has recently. Chat left wing KD, dribble handoff Fish. Fish to the bump, into a three. Got missed wide right, and then saved on the end line by Rahan. Into Fitzner. Fitzner Outlet, Nahr. Nahr, three-point range right. Free throw line, skip to the elbow. Out to Fitchner for the triple. Short, rebound. Chase Fisher. Fisher outlets Collinsworth. Kyle, front court left side. Leaves it off of the trailer Fish. There's a three that's missed again. The rebound, Fitchner, and Collinsworth fight for it. Another one on Kyle.
Oh,
Collinsworth has his third foul. He's just going hard for the rebound. And John Higgins calls Collinsworth for the foul. BYU fans boo as Nick Emery gets ready to check in. St. Mary's up 55-50. Tough call on Kyle. 9:53 to go. Chase Fisher missing back-to-back threes. He's 1-for-5 from distance here tonight.
Yeah, very tough. I mean, Kyle was there. He seemed to come up between the two hands of a St. Mary's player and grab that ball firmly. Yeah, that's a real tough call for Kyle. That gives him three. He sits.
Fish 1-for-6 from three, not 1-of-5. Now, 5 three-point misses on 6 takes by Fisher tonight. BYU down 5. In for another tense finish, it would appear, here in Moraga. Nahr, left wing Clark. Clark goes down to Pinot. Pinot around Austin. The jump hook is up and down. One thing St. Mary's has been doing is finishing consistently inside where BYU has struggled tonight. BYU down 7:57-50. Nate Austin, top of the key. Looks right wing Fish. Chase Fisher to the top of the key. Chapman hands off Emery. Emery wing left, now timeline. Back to Chat on the wing left side. KD pushed out to 15 feet, so it's an entry, but well outside his preferred location. The knock away by Pinot with 9:06 to go and a 9-second shot clock. BYU basketball on the end line. St. Mary's 57, BYU 50 with 9:06 to play. And Jordan Chapman triggering for the Cougars.
That's the difference. St. Mary's getting it right, catches right at the hoop, and BYU's big man around 15 feet.
A foul before the inbounds trigger on Pinot. And on Pinot, that's going to be 4. Team foul number 6 on St. Mary's here in the second half. And so next foul will put BYU in the bonus. 57-50, BYU down 7, send in by Chat. So Pinot sitting on 4. Fitzner's got 3. 3 for Collinsworth has BYU's lone player in foul trouble. Emery, slow dribble near the timeline. Takes it right side of the floor. Gives on to Fisher at 35 feet. Topside KD. KD dribbles twice. Keeps his dribble going and now releases up high to Chapman. Chapman Emery at 45 feet away left side. Down to a 10-second shot clock. 8:45 to play in the game. Emery splits defenders, gets right to the rim, scoops high with the left hand and scores it. That's a scorer's shot by Nick Emery. And BYU down 5, 57-52. Emery with 11 to lead the Cougars. Fisher with 10. Those are the two in double figures. 11 for Fitchner, 10 for Landale. A game high 16 for Hermanson. Pacing St. Mary's.
So good when he goes to that left side. He uses his body so well to shield the defender.
A skip left wing for St. Mary's that now goes downstairs. Left block for Landale. Landale has his pass deflected out of bounds by Chase Fisher, who trailed it to the right corner. It'll be St. Mary's basketball. 8:23 to play. BYU within 5 at 57-52. Rahon, 35 feet right. Topside Fitzner. Left wing Clark. Kyle Clark. Goes downstairs to Landale. Landale, one bounce, two bounce. Pump faking on Austin, and Nate blocks him and also fouls him on the way up. It'll be 2 free throws for Landale.
It's so funny to me that Landale can just bang and bang into Nate Austin and nothing, and then they blow the whistle on Nate. It's amazing the advantage the offensive player has just to be able to throw his body, and Nate would be wise to just take it in the chest and take a charge.
Landale now 3-for-3. What a week for Landale. Against Utah Valley, 7.7 rebounds, 3 blocks. And here it's 11.7 rebounds for Landale. Makes it a 6-point game.
Solid player, literally. He's got that wall of size and got good skills for a big man.
2-for-2 on the trip. 4-for-4 tonight and 12 points, 3 off a career high. 59-52, BYU down 7. 8:07 to go here in Moraga. KD base left. One bounce, two bounce, 3 and 4, 5. Fake to the base. Jump hook is good. Right hand over the left shoulder for Kyle Davis. Sees one go down, and BYU down 5. Got to get a stop, though. St. Mary's scoring pretty consistently. Timeout coming on the under 8 dead ball. 7:45 to play. BYU trailing at 59-54. Nahr, three-point range right. Now to the bump. Now to the right corner. Hermanson, another triple. Yes. 4 threes for Hermanson in the second half, 5 on the game, 19 points, and BYU's down 8. St. Mary's scoring every time down the floor. KD, right block, squares up on Landale, now gives him his backside. fades away and got it to go with a chance for an and one. Contact on KD as he took a bump in the middle of the lane. Kyle Clark picks it up and Kyle Davis back to the stripe after this. BYU down 6, 62-56. KD can make it 5 points when we come back to Moraga. 7:22 to go. St. Mary's 62, BYU 56 on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Dunk contest?
Oh, yeah. Watch this.
Oh, two-handed double dunk into some Zach sauce. Nice.
Uh-oh. He's going all in. What? Two chicken fingers into one sauce. Impressive.
Ooh, I got one. Fingers, fries, same time, two sauces, boom.
Oh, that was awesome. Okay, I got one. I call this the around the world.
That's never been done.
At Zaxby's, we appreciate a good dunk. That's why we're proud to be the official chicken of sports fans. Zaxby's, indescribably good.
Hey, college hoops fans. If there's anyone that knows how to assist their team to a victory, it's you. You guys may know how to fuel your starting five, but even the best assisters need assistance. That's why State Farm is here to help. So, paint your face, stomp your feet, and get ready to give your team the biggest assist of all. Some good old school pride. For help from an all-star team, visit statefarm.com. We exist to assist.
Hi, I'm Ned Siegfried. Basketball season is a great time of year. As BYU fans, we love seeing the Cougs back on the court. We expect seeing injuries on the basketball court, but occasionally, injuries become part of our lives off the court. If you've been injured in an accident, we know what you're going through. We'd love to talk to you about your situation and help you better understand what you're up against. Contact us at SiegfriedJensen.com and get the answers you deserve. We'll give it to you straight. Go Cougs!
Playing on wall in the IMG Network Studios, the Utah Jazz beat the Portland Trailblazers tonight, 109-96. The Warriors pick up a win in Houston, 114-110. Klay Thompson, 38.7 rebounds in the game. No Steph Curry in this game. Warriors now 30-2 on the season. Now back to McEwen Pavilion with Greg and Mark with the rest of the second half call of the game, guys.
Cleon, thank you. Kyle Collinsworth passing Marty Haas twice tonight. Once for third place all-time in assists and once for 21st place all-time in scoring. Kyle Collinsworth with the 8 points, but a 4 of 14 shooting. Rough, rough night for the BYU starting guard line. They've combined to go 12 for 39. They've combined for 29 points. Kyle Davis at the free throw line has 12 to go with two rebounds. He's BYU's leading scorer. Chance to make a three-point play as we come back in. Kyle Davis at the stripe with his team down 6, 62-56.
Not easy to pass Marty Haas in anything. Guy's lightning quick. He doesn't get past much. That's a real credit to Kyle.
KD missing the free throw. And BYU 4 of 7 at the free throw line. BYU down 6.
Like you said, Greg, we got to get some stops here. And BYU's doing fine getting buckets, but not stopping St. Mary's.
Emmett Nahr terminates at 30 feet. Mid-alley left to Landale. Backing in on Nate Austin. Knocks him away. Gets right to the rim. Jump hook, right hand, left shoulder. And Jock Landale has 14. Dave Rose, his hands out, exasperated. 64-56, BYU down 8. Nick Emery will drive and kick in the corner. Chase Fisher, a jump stop into the paint. A bump is called on the Gales. Free throws for Chase. Going to call Clark for it. Team foul number 7 on St. Mary's. 1-1 for Chase, and BYU's shooting 57% on limited attempts at the free throw line tonight. 4 of 7. St. Mary's 9 of 11. It's a 5-point differential in an 8-point game. Fisher makes the free throw. Chase now 2 for 2 at the stripe, 11 points on the night. 11 for Fish, 12 for Davis, 11 for Emery. Hermanson 19 on 5 threes. Those 5 threes tie a career high. Fisher 2 for 2. BYU is down 6, 64-58. Just not getting the stops. I think it's 4 consecutive possessions with points for St. Mary's. And the comeback effort is not happening.
Landale or Hermanson. Landale killing him down low or Hermanson from the perimeter.
Celius will be asked to look at Hermanson as Rahan takes it around the angle right. Rahan, quiet day. 3 points on 1 3-pointer in the first half. Landale.
See if they get Landale a foul here.
Nate draws the offensive foul. Finally.
Yeah, I can see it coming.
Nate had to just drop to the floor, which he did. Well, he was taking it in the chest time and again, like you said. You got to just, at one point, make yourself make it a charge.
These fans don't like it, but I mean, come on. Landale has just lowered his shoulder, and he, I mean, he's not a linebacker. You have to have some restraint.
The problem is you got three or four buckets that way, and now Nate finally figured out we'll make it a charge. So Austin out front for BYU draws the big turnover, 64-58. BYU down six with 6:20 to go here in Moraga. KD left block working on Pinot. Gets right to the rim, missed it, skied it, and then the rebound tapped out of bounds. Touch splash by BYU, and it'll be, oh, they're going to call a foul on KD. KD will pick up his third foul in the loose ball fight for the rebound. That hook by KD didn't look right. It was an air ball long, and then in the loose ball scramble, it was KD picking up his third foul. 64-58, Gales lead the Cougars, 6:13 to go. Still time. BYU looking to overcome a subpar shooting night, 38%. The Gales at 53, best shooting team in the country. Rahan drives it right to the rim. Offhand layup. It's an 8-point game, 66-58. Emery to answer, blocked by Fitzner, right into his hands. Outlet Rahan to Nahr right corner, Hermanson. Hermanson drives the end line. He goes right to the rim. A blow by lay-in, and it's a 10-point game. 68-58, timeout by BYU. Rahan's first points of the second half are big ones. Double-digit lead, 68-58.
Yeah, disappointing. I mean, Kyle Davis has been so good, and he just didn't get the right angle on his shot. Missed it. Easy layup coming down the other way for St. Mary's. Then the great block down low from Fitzner, and another easy layup again for St. Mary's. And they're an explosive team. And they exploded right there. That was a big couple of minutes for St. Mary's.
Calvin Hermanson, two off a career high. Jock Landale, one off a career high. Hermanson with 14 of his 21 in the second half. The Gales have made their last five shots from the field, nine of the last 11. Jamal Eights in the game for BYU. Dribble handoff, Celius up top. And tipped out of bounds, or simply sent out of bounds by BYU. Deflected by St. Mary's. It'll stay Cougar ball. 5:39 to go. And the Cougars down 10, 68-58. Every St. Mary's win this season has been by 10 points or more. And the lead is 10 right now. Collinsworth back in the game. Around Pinot, into the paint. With the right hand short at 8 feet, rebounded by St. Mary's. And Kyle Collinsworth is 4 of 15 from the field. Emmett Nars held on his drive before the shot. Team foul number 6. It'll be St. Mary's out of bounds. 5:25 to go. Gales by 10. BYU's yet to win a game in a true away setting this year. And if they don't come back here, they'll be 0-4 in away games. This will be the first season of the Dave Rose era in which BYU did not win a true away game before the turn of the calendar year. Joe Rahan, baseline right. Sends it to Hermanson in backcourt. Collects and gives to Nahr. Emmett Nahr slowly past the timeline. 5:20 to go.
Erased a 9-point lead in 3 minutes to start this half.
Pinot send out Hermanson. Hermanson left wing Rahan. Rahan takes to the paint. Out to Hermanson. Hermanson to Nahr between the rings. Down to a 10-second shot clock. Emmett Nahr down the alley. Floats it over KD. Off the window, and that's it. A 12-point lead. The game-high lead for St. Mary's at 70-58. 4:55 to go. That is the shot that ties the game-high lead for the Gales. Chase Fisher pushing a man away into the paint. Short on his shot at the rim. Put back by Eights is good. Makes it a 10-point game. Jamal Eights scores for the first time from the field. He's got two, and BYU's down 10, 70-60. 4:35 to go. Rahan, right wing, Nahr. Now Randy Bennett's club will run clock here under 20 on the shot. 4:30 on the game. Rahan at 25 feet left. Goes left elbow. Fitzner, angle right, Nahr, left corner, Hermanson, touch pass to Rahan, open for three, got it. Game high lead for St. Mary's now, first time tonight, it's 13, it's 73-60, 4:14 to play here in Moraga. Chase Fisher, a shove off, offensive foul, turnover, and it's going away for BYU late here at St. Mary's. BYU basketball brought to you by Siegfried & Jensen. Siegfried & Jensen has been helping Utah families for over 25 years. BYU trailing it by 13 for the first time tonight at 73-60. 4:09 to go.
Well, St. Mary's up around 60% at home. They're a great shooting team, no question about it. Lead the country, field goal percentage. They're getting it done here. This team's for real.
3:55 to go. The Gaels looking to go to 12-1. 11-0 here at home. Rahon to the arc, to the right elbow, to the rim. Blocked by Collinsworth out of bounds. Timeout on the floor. 3:46 to go. BYU down 13, 73-60 on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Cougar fans, whether you like to rise and shout or just chill out, BYU basketball season is blanket season. There's no better way to stay cozy and warm than wrapped in a luxurious, comfortable blanket from Minky Couture. Minky Couture's blankets can be customized for every Cougar fan, big or small. Minky Couture is locally owned and operated with locations in Ogden, Layton, Draper, Orem, and St. George. Check out Minky Couture's wide array of blankets in any of our five locations or online at www.minkycouture.com.
Stick around.
Touch pass sky. Three. Got it! BYU by nine!
More BYU basketball is on the way after these messages from your local station.
Has this ever happened to you?
I have cereal, but no milk.
Last time I cooked for my family, they just looked at their plates and laughed. Why?
Grandpa just said that if the food at his birthday party doesn't, quote, make him jump up on the table to salsa dance for happiness, he'll unfriend me. Please no.
BYU Food to Go is here to help. Located at 2191 North Canyon Road, BYU Food to Go caters to your needs. Soup? We've got it. Chicken dinner? You bet. Enchiladas? Por supuesto. BYU Food to Go, because we care.
Bodyguards, home of the screen protector Pure, now brings Cougar fans a new level of device protection. Partnering with Unequal Technologies to engineer a line of phone cases, Bodyguards utilizes the same material professional athletes use in helmets and protective gear, and delivers that professional-grade protection in a sleek, attractive case perfect for your device. Cougar fans can receive 25% off their purchase by visiting bodyguards.com. That's bodyguards with a Z.com. And entering the promo code GOCOOGS. Bodyguards.com.
Welcome back to BYU Basketball. Let's head back to the Gunther's Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Solar courtside seats and the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Bam Bam's Barbecue does authentic Central Texas right back home in Utah County. Bam Bam's does barbecue the way you like it, low and slow. Bam Bam's located at 1708 South State Street in Orem. BYU down 73-60 here at St. Mary's. 3:46 to play. If BYU loses, it will be in large part because its three leading scorers had bad nights at the same time. Collinsworth, Emery, and Fisher combining tonight to shoot 28.6% from the field. 12 for 42 from the field. 30 misses on 42 attempts. Tough one. Joe Rahon will trigger baseline right as we come in. Both teams in the bonus. Rahon with the count at four gets it out to Nahr, who lets it bounce into backcourt. Nahr with a five-second shot clock, and with four, and with three. Little pick and roll, up high, down low to Dane Pinot, and it's a 15-point lead, 75-60. Pinot with 10. Right corner, Emery. BYU down its largest deficit of the night at 75-60. 3:25 to go. KD to the middle, back to the end line. Jump hook, this time with the right hand over the left shoulder toward the end line is good. Kyle Davis has 14 to go with a couple of rebounds. His lowest rebound day of the season. He had six rebounds or more in every game, has two tonight. 3:10 to go. BYU down 13, 75-62. BYU basketball brought to you by Deseret First Credit Union, serving the LDS community since 1955. Joe Rahon, 10-second shot clock. Drives to the left base, floats it just inside the left elbow, in and out, rebound Collinsworth. Quick outlet, Fisher. Fisher front court left. Fisher bumps off of Nahr, gets right to the rim, up and in. Chance for an and one to make it a 10-point game. 75-64, it's 11 as Fish goes to the free throw line with 2:48 to go. 2:49 to go, beg your pardon.
It's a tough shot amongst the trees. It took a lot of contact and somehow managed to flip it up right at the last second, get it to go.
Well, BYU lost its last loss, which came against Harvard, came because the Crimson scored in the last 13 possessions of the game. And St. Mary's had scored on 7 straight field goal attempts until that miss a moment ago. The miss from Fisher from the free throw line keeps it 75-64. And Joe Rahon in front court, drive and kick Hermanson. Hermanson straight away, Nahr near the timeline. 2.5 to go, BYU down 11. Nahr racing down the right side of the lane. And Banks a little too strong, got his own rebound, but then missed it, lost it to Kyle Davis. And then Davis turns it over in front court, too far in front of Kyle Collinsworth. A miss cue for BYU, an unforced error, and the Gales will take it back up 11. 75-64, 2:20 to go.
Well, you got a break there. Nahr missed a point blank, and man, he hit a three there. It's 8 points, and the game gets very interesting, but let's throw it away.
The St. Mary's team shooting 42% from the arc. This would be the 11th time in 13 games they shoot 40% or better from the three-point line if they can hang on to it here late. 75-64. Rahon being hassled by Collinsworth.
Clearly a very good team. We'll see how they perform on the road. Really haven't had to do it. Lost to Cal on the road.
2 minutes even to go. 10-second shot clock. Rahon still controls on Collinsworth. Collinsworth goes under the high screen by Pinot. A re-pick by Pinot. The pick and roll. The handoff and a lay-in by Dane Pinot. All the way down the lane. Measured his man and took it right to the rim. 77-64. Gales by 13. 1:45 to go. Eights up top to Fisher left wing. Things desperate for BYU. Fisher floats from 10 feet and, yes, crawls over the iron. Chase Fisher with 16. BYU down 11, 77-66, 90 seconds to play. The Gales in front court. Hermanson will send high to Nahr. BYU not fouling. So it's all but a concession here at this point. It'll be 1-1 if BYU fouls, but they've not fouled. Emery then bodies up Nahr. And why they do it with 8 seconds to go, I don't know. It's just 22 seconds of game time off the clock. They decide to foul late. If you're going to have any shot, you're going to foul and put them at the line, but you'll do it about 25 seconds ago, and they waited. So 77-66, it's Emmett Nahr at the free throw line for 1-1.
Yeah, that is a mistake. I don't think Nick was trying to foul. I think that's a bad call. He certainly put a body on a man, but...
Make by Nahr. He's got 12. 5 Gales in double figures. Hermanson, 21. Those 21 are 2 off a career high. 14 Landale, 12s for Nahr and Pinot, and Fitzner 11 make it 13 for Nahr on the second make. And 79-66, St. Mary's is scoring the ball this year. They are really scoring it well. Collinsworth to the left junction, to the left block. A send out to Fisher straight away. 1 minute to play, BYU down 13. Fish to the rim, oh, reversing and how'd that go? Man. Nice lay-in by Fisher. Makes it 79-68. BYU down 11, and Rahon's forced to call timeout in backcourt. 53.5 to go. So Chase Fisher, a little flurry late to get to 18 after only 5 in the first half. BYU will shoot a respectable number after shooting in the 20s in the first half. They're at 41.2, but St. Mary's, the best shooting team in the country, is at 56% and leading it by 11, 79-68. BYU basketball is brought to you by JCW's. For a great meal or a gourmet shake before or after the game, stop into JCW's The Burger Boys, located at Thanksgiving Point, American Fork, Provo, and now South Jordan. Experience quality and a lot of it. BYU's made 5 straight shots from the field, but maybe a little too late in an 11-point game. 69-68, St. Mary's leading the Cougars, who will drop to 9-5 without a late miracle in Moraga, and the Gales will go to 12-1. BYU fall to 0-1 in the WCC. The Gales will go to 3-0 in conference play.
The Gales remind me a little of a moral-coached Utah State team. They just are so disciplined. They run that pick and roll, and those big men are just getting layup after layup. It's very difficult to guard. BYU hasn't done a good job, and it's the big men, not the threes, that have killed BYU. It's the big men.
Gales beat the press, and Nahr just drops it down low to Dane Pinot, camping out. A little cherry pick action, and 81-68. Fisher to make it 10, does from the right wing, made a three-pointer to get to 21 points, 81-71. The Gales are immediately fouled in backcourt. Calvin Hermanson will go back to the free throw line. Team foul number 9, 1-1 for Hermanson. 81-71, 42.5 to go. So you need a free throw miss and a quick make and see what happens here. 81-71 is the Gales by 10. And under 43 seconds to play here in Moraga. BYU stays on the road playing at Pacific on Saturday. Gales will be home to San Diego. Free throw missed by Hermanson. Missing a front end. BYU on the rebound. Fisher leaning in, passing out of a three, into Austin, back to Chase for three, front rims that one, and then Pinot on the end line, saves into Pitchner. The shot clock and the game clock about even, foul in backcourt, that'll be team foul number 10, two shots for St. Mary's, and the Gales have this 1-1 at 81-71, two free throws coming. Foul on Kyle Davis's fourth. We'll see Jacob Hartsock check in late. Well, tough one for BYU. They were down 9 at halftime. 10-0 run put the Cougars in front, but St. Mary's a quick response immediately. Pushed back to 4 or 5, and they kind of kept that cushion the rest of the way and then expanded it late. Shaw will check in. Hartsock will check in. KD and Austin out. BYU will fall as the free throw is made by Fitzner. He's got 12.
Yeah, big man, three big man, 15 for 21 for St. Mary's.
Another free throw make by Fitzner. 13 for Fitzner. St. Mary's very effective at the stripe. 13 for 16. BYU 6 for 10. Collinsworth sitting for the final time. 83-71. Gales by a dozen. Shot clock off. Game clock at 29 seconds. Chase Fisher racing it to the bump. Passing in the corner to Chat for the triple. That's good. Jordan Chapman makes it a 9-point game. 83-74. Hermanson walks the end line. Gets it into Rahan. 20 seconds to go. Hartsock bodies up to Franklin Porter, having checked in, the son of Terry Porter. Franklin Porter draws the foul from Hartsock. It'll be two free throws for Porter at the other end. He's 6 of 7 from the stripe on the season. Franklin Porter from Portland, of course, the former Trailblazer Terry Porter, his father, and Porter at the stripe with his team up 9. So two shots for Porter. And the first is good. He's now 7 of 8 from the stripe. St. Mary's has scored fewer than 70 only twice this season. Normally, Mark, the St. Mary's teams can grind it with those lower scoring wins, but they're scoring it well. They're averaging 80 points a game, and they're at 84 right now, 84-74 the score, with 18.4 to go.
Yeah, I don't see much wrong with this team as the free throw's good right now, other than they certainly haven't been tested on the road. We'll see how that goes for them, but man, they've been terrific here.
Porter is in. Pinot is out. They bring in Jordan Hunter, another Australian. Hartsock for three is wide right. Porter the rebound. The game clock at 10 seconds. BYU need not foul in backcourt. Chapman tried to tie up Porter. They call a tie-up or a foul?
Tie-up.
Tie-up will go to St. Mary's. 6.8 to go. 85-74. The Gales by 11. So if BYU backs off, the Gales will have won all 12 games by double digits this season. It'll be the first time in a while that BYU won't have a competitive final score here in Moraga, as the last three games here at St. Mary's were all decided by an average of 5, a 3-pointer, a 5-pointer, a 7-pointer. This one right now 11 with 6.8 to go. A lot of discussion here on the end line in a game that's already won here.
You've got 6 seconds to get it up.
All right, they're giving St. Mary's 6 seconds to get the ball across the timeline, but it's all inconsequential. They'll give it to Porter. Porter into Nahr. And Nahr will take it unaccosted past the timeline. Game over, 85-74. St. Mary's a winner on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Has this ever happened to you?
I have chips for my dip, but no dip for my chips.
If I make beefaroni one more time, my kids will stop talking to me. Help me.
My boss just threatened to fire me if the food at our company party isn't, quote, so good that it makes you want to slap your neighbor. What do I do?
BYU Food to Go is here to help. Located at 2191 North Canyon Road, BYU Food to Go caters to your needs. Salad? Yes. Lasagna?